Many people embark on incredible adventures, and the way of the Camino is one of the ways people connect walking outdoors and to God. Here in the United States, there are ways to connect with God too, and Father John Neppl, well, he found God in the Rocky Mountains. It was an incredible 485-mile journey on foot through the Rocky Mountains from Denver to Durango. And in his new book, To Heights and Unto Depths, Letters from the Colorado Trail, Father John shares his journey and how it helped him grow closer to the Lord. Father John, thanks so much for being with me today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Father John, what an incredible journey. How long did this take you to get all of that walking in?
It took us 30 days. So we hiked about 17 miles a day for just over a month.
You say us. Did you have a group of companions that joined you?
I did. I through hiked. So the through hike, it means kind of taking it in one go. And I did it with three guys who did the whole thing with me. And then we had groups of young guys that would come on the trail for about 4 days at a time. Different friends, priest friends or friends in ministry would bring young high school, college age guys for a few days at a time. But four of us did the whole bit.
Father John, as I said in my introduction, many people are familiar with the Camino, the Way of St. Paul, and there are different versions of that, but all of it is rooted in his journey, and you have done the Camino. So looking at those two walks that you have done, which you said are approximately the same amount of time, how are they kind of similar in scope and understanding?
Well, I think there's a deep spiritual richness to the Camino de Santiago because of the tomb of St. James. And so you're going to a place of one of the most historically prominent and powerful pilgrimage routes, and you're following in the steps of pilgrims for centuries. So there's a real richness and depth to that. Caro Trail is very different. It was more of an adventure. It was more precarious. There was nothing out there, so we're camping every night. It's all backpacking, carrying our food, looking for water, which sometimes got very desperate. The rugged nature of the Rocky Mountains required us to ascend 90,000 feet in elevation and descend 90,000 feet as well. So it was a very mountainous terrain. Camino has its own challenges, certainly, but nothing on that scope. So it was kind of humanly and physically more demanding. And spiritually really rich and beautiful, but not as grounded in tradition and history as the Camino.
Father John Neppl is joining us today. He has a new book that chronicles a journey that he took. The title is To Heights and Unto Depths, Letters from the Colorado Trail. It is available through Ignatius Press. Father John, look, for all of us in the Pacific Northwest, we are surrounded by just incredible beauty. How did you take into this walk and experience God every day, recognizing that his creation is nature's cathedral?
Great question. I think there's a lot of parallels between the Mountain West and then the Pacific Northwest. We have a shared kind of deep love by being immersed in such unbelievably beautiful creation. The challenge that we face, though, and I kind of recollect this in the book, when I was a young man, I was Catholic, but I didn't have faith, and I really actually kind of despised my Catholic upbringing. I was very secular in my mentality, so I didn't really have what I would call an operative Catholic worldview that helped me spiritually interpret my experiences in the backcountry. And so when I became a college chaplain at 27, I kind of set out to start helping young people form what I didn't have when I was younger, and I started to think more deeply about it. And a lot of that is recollected theologically and spiritually in the book that's now before you.
Father John, we all face obstacles in life, and especially when you go on a journey where it seems like this is going to be something that you're going to face daily, these obstacles. Were there times where you thought, this, I kind of maybe bit off a little bit more than I can chew right now? How did you persevere then and rely on God to help you take the next steps?
Oh, yeah, we definitely had moments where, like, well, we are in over our skis, as we say out here in Denver. It was the moments of pretty exceptional challenging. I think that one of the most interesting things about writing the book was recollecting all the experiences of the young men who joined us, because that brought a lot of wild variation to each day. But it challenged us physically, pushed us beyond our limits, and it opened us in a new way to the Lord, I think, to his graces. When we do hard things together in the backcountry, it translates into a life of sacrifice and love through God's grace, which is a really beautiful gift to receive.
Father, when people set out on a journey, we have kind of an expectation, and then we tend to put maybe parameters on ourselves, like, oh, this is what we're going to do, and I expect to enjoy it like this. But when we surrender our will to God, especially in something like the journey you took, was there a moment that stuck out in your mind that was just so beautiful and beyond what your expectations were on any particular morning or event that you knew God was there, just showing before you something greater than what you had expected?
We had some of the most challenging terrain is in the southwest of Colorado. It's called the San Juan Mountains, so named after St. John by the original Spanish explorers. And I find that terrain to be the most challenging and the most magnificent. And there's a very distinctive morning. We had a group that was really struggling, and we left this beautiful campsite at the foot of these mountains called the Trinity Peaks. So I already spoke of the Lord in a really deep way. And at that morning at sunrise, we're descending down into the town of Silverton. You could just feel the energy and the enthusiasm of men who had worked really hard through very challenging terrain for a few days. And that for me was one of those kind of high peak moments.
I would imagine, too, you would run across maybe a little wildlife along the way. What were some of those experiences?
Yeah, we ran into moose and bears, and we didn't see a lot of mountain goats, a lot of deer and elk. But what we're always nervous about running into is a mountain lion. Fortunately, we did not on that trip run into a mountain lion, because those guys are pretty scary.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Make yourself as big as possible. That's what I've heard from a wildlife biologist or two that have come across those. Well, Father, thanks so much for joining us today. Do you have plans on a new trek and possibly a new book to chronicle it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have nothing in mind right now, but we'll see. We'll see what kind of the Lord inspires. I think one of the beautiful things about being on the trail is receiving things as gift. And so we don't want to, at least I don't want to grasp at the next thing. You know, I want to stay in the present. And if the Lord kind of brings about an opportunity, then we'll hopefully do it. Maybe in the Pacific Northwest. We'll see.
Oh, I understand that those Washington State enchantments, those are mountain ranges that are incredibly beautiful. Well, if you head out this way, we'd love to have you here at Mater Dei Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks again. Great to be with you.
And again, that is Father John Nepple. His book is To Heights and Unto Depths, Letters from the Colorado Trail. It's got the foreword from Archbishop Charles Chaput, so please pick one up today. I will be sure to add a link that'll get you to Ignatius Press. You can purchase a copy for yourself, and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.